Welcome to Working with CFIO, Crit and Beyond. I'm Lydia Mitterlehner, and in this podcast, it's all about people who have built a life for themselves on Crit or are currently in the process of doing so. My guests are people who work here as freelancers, entrepreneurs, employees, or remote workers. We talk about opportunities and challenges, about bureaucracy, about courage and lessons learned, and about what it really takes to work in Greece and build a life here. So, let's dive into working with CFIO, Crit and Beyond. Today, I'm really happy to have Paul here with me. Paul and me, we are neighbors here on Crete, and we have had quite a few conversations about life and work on the island. And so I'm very happy that he is my first interview partner in this podcast.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Very happy to have you here, Paul. So let's start very openly. Can you tell us a bit about yourself, like, where are you from? What are your hobbies? And just describe yourself a bit.
I was born in Poland, but I feel that I'm from here, really. And maybe we will talk about this later. I live on Crete 4 years now, and I'm very happy here. What are my hobbies? Mainly music. Some spiritual work, and Crete, of course.
Yeah.
Nature, especially nature, and I can sit on the beach and look at the sea for hours. I don't need nothing else.
Really. Nice. I totally get that. Yeah. And what was your first connection to Greece? Why and when did you come here?
It was, I think, like 16, 17 years ago.
So long,
yes. I came for holidays with my ex-girlfriend. And when I went out from airplane, when I saw the airport, I said to myself, what is this? It's not airport, it's a joke. So first impression wasn't good. But then when we rent a car and we were driving down from airport to Hania, and then when I saw the view of the city and I've seen the mountains in the back, because all my life I wanted to live in the place where it's sea and you can see the mountains. Maybe I don't have to go to the mountains, but I like to feel the mountains.
Mm.
Especially now in the winter time, if you have snow on the mountains, it's beautiful here, as you know.
I know. Looking left, you have the sea. Looking right, you have the snowy mountains.
And at this time, I felt that this place for me. Of course, afterwards, I was traveling a little bit around the world, mainly in Asia, and I was thinking to live there. But no, Crete is absolutely right place for me. I don't regret that I'm here. Maybe I only regret that it took so long time for me to decide to come here. I mean, you have to switch something in your mind, because you are so used to your normal living where you live, and you are a little bit afraid. I had some friends here, but I didn't have some good friends, just people I met. So when I came here, I was nearly alone. Mm. Here, so you are a little bit afraid, but don't be.
But how long did it take you to make the decision to come here?
First time I tried to live here, it was 10 years ago, so it was 6, maybe 7 years, my decision to try to live on Crete. And I came with car. I had car in Poland, and I came with car. But when the season was over, I had a little money. And because of the car, we cannot drive the car over 6 months, I think. like this.
Yeah, I think that's
I decided to go to back to Poland, and I decided to make some kind of business to collect some money to come here again and to have easier start. And I did it. But we built a quite successful business. It was very successful even, but from economical point of view, it wasn't successful. It was success.
So in Poland, this business you had?
Yes.
Okay. And what are you doing here now for life?
Now I'm doing this, what it's possible to do. I was first job, I work as a waiter, then as a gardener, then I was painting houses. Then a waiter again. Last year I was a pool boy, cleaning pools. And this season I will be tour guide. So I'm switching. It's good to try a lot of things until you decide what you really want to do. For sure, I still want to have my own business. I'm working, but I don't... if I will not start, if it will be not working, I will not say anything. Mm-hmm. For sure, because it's easier for people who are not from here. I mean, I have no connection or no. Okay, I have some friends, but I have no family connections here. So I'm still alone here, and I don't want to learn Greek language.
Why?
Because I don't want to understand.
What a Greek story! No, I want little besides Malaga.
yes, I don't. It's enough to communicate if somebody wants to say something important to you, even if they nearly don't speak English. We always find a way to communicate. But I don't want to be engaged so much. Of course, I respect people. I like Cretan people. But I came here for Crete, for nature, for balance myself.
So that means you also don't need the Greek language in the jobs you're doing, because you said you were a waiter, you were a gardener, so you were only talking in English, or what
yes,
was the
yes,
language that
yes,
you used?
Yes, only English.
English
is enough. But because of that I don't speak Greek, it's very hard for me to find the work during the winter time.
Ah, okay, so all these jobs that you were doing, it was only in summer season?
Yes.
Okay,
I can find, I can go on the construction or do this kind of thing, but I don't want. Yes, I was working hard all my life, and maybe not all my life.
But so that means in summer you're working, and in winter you're then just relaxing and searching for new jobs like you found now for this year, this tourist guiding. But how did you do it? How are you searching for these jobs? How do you find them?
First job when I was a waiter, friend of mine, she was living here. She called me, and she was Polish, half a Polish, half Ukrainian, doesn't matter. She called me and she said that a restaurant close to her place, when she had a business, they are looking for waiter. So first job I had already arranged by her. But all other, I go to websites or to, there is a, you know, this Haniotika.
No.
No? There is a...
But this is a good tip. I will write it down and we can link. We can post the link
later. Yeah, of course. And there are hundreds of offers. Of course, a lot of them are, they put, I don't know for what, just to collect maybe applications. But I think it's easy to find work. During the season, if you want to work and you speak English and you don't afraid of work, you are not, you know, too left-handed or you're not lazy, it's easy. Another question is how much they pay. It's it's completely different topic, but to find work here, I think it's easy. During the season,
okay.
I'm trying to save as much as possible. And in the winter, last winter, maybe I was resting because it was harder for me. But this year I'm working a lot. First of all, I have time for my hobbies, like to listen to the music, to read things I want to read. During the season, sometimes you don't have time, sometimes you don't have energy, sometimes you don't want to go somewhere. So winter, it's perfect.
Many people do
concentrate on yourself, yes? Or just do nothing.
Yeah.
It's so nice to do nothing sometimes. People are so, well, I have to develop, I have to make so much money, but where is the life? Where is here and now?
That's true. When you have enough to live and you're happy with that, You don't need to rush always.
And, you know, I'm very, very minimalistic, so I can survive for... I eat well and I take care of my place, as you can see. But I don't go anywhere. I mean, I don't travel. I don't go for the parties. I don't go to restaurants to spend money. So you can survive here. Rent is high, yes, but you can survive here like for 500 a month for sure, even less.
It depends, of course, where you live and how much rent you pay, exactly. Yeah. And this is an important point, what I think is very interesting for many listeners. You said, of course, it depends how much they pay, because you said you find a job easy if you want, but yeah, the payment is different, as it seems to me what you said. So what are your experiences, like when you did the gardening or the waiter job? What was paid more that you would say you would do it again if you want to have a higher payment? And yeah, what is your experience with the...
Normal, earning? What they offer, I think I had like 50, maybe even more interviews, work interviews. I was in so many places just to try maybe this place, maybe when I was looking for work. And every offer was 5, sometimes 6 euro an hour. So in the beginning, I accepted. When I was waiter, I had some tips. It wasn't big tips, but in the end, it was quite okay. But next year, during the winter, I also accept 5 euro an hour because I didn't... Maybe I was too shy. I don't know. But next year, I said to myself, I will not work for an hour, for a day. I said to myself, not less than 60. And till now, I'm not working less than 60.
Yeah.
If somebody doesn't want to pay, I said, okay, look for another guy. But I'm very good worker and everybody like the quality of my work. But I think it also depends with whom you work. 2 years ago, I had this kind of experience that he said, oh, it's only 5 euro in the beginning, but after 1 month, we can talk about, you know, better money. It wasn't. It was just, you know, blah, blah, blah in the beginning.
Mm.
But...
Yeah, but this is also what you said. I think that many people add the wage with tips. So when you are in a restaurant or in a hotel or wherever you work and you get the tips, it makes a lot of extra payment because 5 euro is really little in my opinion. But it's normal here.
Yes, but I don't know how it's maybe in Hania, in the center... You have some tips, but in this area, you don't have so much tips. There's people, they don't tip a lot. 2 years ago, and when I was working as a waiter, sometimes when I was going back home after my shift, evening shift, I had like 5 euro tips.
Okay, that's really not so much
it's,
for it.
It's really nothing.
Yes, okay.
There are some works you don't have tips, like pool cleaning.
Yes, I understand. So when you are searching for a job here, you should not have the idea of having a lifestyle like living as a prince, say it like this.
No.
And what about the working hours? Were you like working 8 hours a day or how many hours and how many days did you work in a week?
First job as a waiter, I was working every day, 7 days a week. So really exactly every day. And it was 8 hours. I mean, a shift started at 4 in the afternoon and till the midnight. In hotel, next year I was working from early morning because I was serving, I was giving breakfast to the people. Pool cleaning was even earlier. We started at 6 because you have to, when you clean pools in hotels, you have to clean before people are going to swimming pool.
Yes.
If you clean, because we had hotels and villas, so villas you can do afterwards, but so we started at 6 o'clock. And this year I will be tour guide, so can be even earlier.
Yes, yes.
Because I'm going to do some area 2 times a week, so some area starts, I think, like 6, so I have to get up like 5, maybe. Anyway,
yeah,
so I will survive.
It always depends on the job. I'm really looking forward when you're doing this. I will join you one day.
You're welcome.
Good. And it's now, as you said, many years that you came here. But can you remember a little bit about the process? Because As it was in my case, I was, yeah, very, not afraid, but I was thinking about how the process would be, all the bureaucratics to bring the insurance here, to pay here the taxes. How did you do it, and did you find it easygoing or difficult?
About those things, I wasn't thinking at all. I was only afraid about money because I wanted to be here completely independent, not to work here, to find the way to make maybe online business, maybe some kind of business cooperating with the Cretan of Greek people, but I didn't work to be employed. Mm-hmm. But I had not enough money, so I decided to start as a waiter. And it was COVID time, after COVID time, and it was quite hard to fix all the papers. But I know some tricks, like, because I give you one example, it was a lot of examples. I didn't know, I was expecting that it can be like this, but it was, if you want to go to the office, you have to have appointment.
Yes.
Yes?
I know that. I did it.
And the working hours of the office was like till 3, maybe half past 2, something like this. So I came half an hour before ending of the working hours. And as I expected, was nobody. So I came to the lady and said, "Oh, please help me. I'm, you know, if you play that you are dumb, if you are lost." She said, okay. But it took me over 1 month to fix everything, over 1 month. I don't know how it's now, but also it's very, maybe I'm not correct, but with me it was like this, that to start all the process, you have to go to the police. Okay, we are from European Union, we can be here, but you have to go to the police and they give you a permit that you can stay here. Mm-hmm. But they can give you this paper. Or maybe it wasn't like this. Anyway, it's like this, that you can get these papers when you have a place to stay. Mm-hmm. But to have place to stay, you have to rent. But you cannot rent officially if you don't have this AMCA or the AMCA or AFIMI or something. Yeah. Yeah. So it's, you know, close circle. Mm-hmm. In order to get this paper, you have to have this paper. But you, in order to have this paper, you have to have this paper. But you, in order to have this paper, you need this paper.
I remember a bit of myself. I have to think about how the process was with me. But I think the first that I did was the tax number, I think. And then with this tax number, I went to the insurance company and I had an accountant doing it for me. So I don't
know. I was doing it alone. It was.
But it's many years. You don't have to remember the complete process, but just all in one, when you look back, it took you about a month to do it. And you did it. Yeah. With some tricks,
really,
but you did it.
I always, all my life, if I have some of these formal things, I always play dumb, stupid, lost. And in the end, it works.
Yes, sometimes it helps. So silly it sounds. Yeah, perfect. Thank you for sharing so good, how is it called, impressions into your working life here. It's really important because I think many listeners just don't have an idea how it is. And this sounds very honest and like authentic insights, exactly that what we want here in this podcast. So enough about work. Let's go a little bit to the mindset, because as you said before already, it took you several time to come here because something had to happen in your mind. So I think this is a very important part, because it's not only about bureaucratics, it's about the mindset that you think that you can make it possible to go somewhere where you want and to find work there, whatever kind of work it is. So what would you say have courage and also to take the risk to come here played in your life?
I'm not afraid about anything, really. I have this kind of construction that I'm really not afraid about anything. But to be afraid, it's different, but than to feel free and independent. And this was about my being free and independent. This I was maybe not afraid of, but you know, I'm a man. I feel that I'm still a man. And it's kind of, you know, you have in your mind that you should have money. Yes? You should be, you know, maybe not millions, but just to do what you want. I'm not 25, yes, I'm a little older. If I would be 25, it's okay, yes. But unfortunately, I don't have a lot of money. I will, but not now. So it was, I think it was more than to, even in Polish language, I don't know how to say, let's say to connect your vision of yourself, how you want to live here, with reality. Mm-hmm. Because you want to, I don't want to have big villa, yes, but I want to have enough money just to don't think about how I will survive. So for me, this was the main problem. It wasn't that I was afraid to come here, but it was I was looking for a solution to have some, you know, source of money.
Of course.
That I can be independent here.
Yes.
Okay, you can earn money in Poland. It's not a problem. But it's not easy. It wasn't easy for me. And I think, I don't know how it will be now, to find this kind of solution that I can have like you. You work remotely. Yeah, you can work from any place. I don't have these skills. Yes, so it wasn't easy for me. Mm-hmm. So my idea was to make a business, to collect as much money as possible, maybe to sell this business or I don't know, or to find somebody who will take care about this. I could come here 12 years ago for sure. It will be much more easier than now.
And you said before that you came here because you wanted to feel free, to do this what you wanted, to fulfill yourself. So what does freedom mean to you?
Yes, I want to come here because I feel this is my place. It's like this, if you fall in love with somebody, and if you, it's crazy, you don't know. He doesn't look even nice. He behaves stupid, but you feel something, you know?
Yeah.
And of course, Crete looks beautiful, but from this first day, I had a feeling that this is my place. And of course, a lot of tourists, a lot of people I know, they say Crete is magic. Crete is for sure magic. But it's not this. This is my place. I don't know why.
It is what you said before, that you feel like you belong here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I want to be here. I don't even, some friends tell me, let's go somewhere for holiday. I mean, in the winter time, somewhere to Asia. I don't want to go anywhere. I want to be here.
You feel good here. That's perfect, actually. That's perfect. And back to my question. So,
what is freedom for me?
Yes.
Freedom for me, it's myself. Freedom for me, it's everything. It's the most important thing in life. For freedom, this is most important thing in my life, freedom.
But can you explain what it is for you? Is it for you a feeling? Is it for you that you can do what you want? What is freedom exactly for you?
No, this is that I can do what I want, it's comfort. But freedom for me, it's... good question. I feel it, but I think it's kind of question like, what is love? Mm-hmm. You feel it, but you cannot explain. It's very close to love. But I think it's this that...
It's exactly what you say when somebody asks me what is freedom. I have an idea, but it's for me, it's just a feeling. It's a feeling. I have the feeling I can do what I want. I don't have this brain fog in my mind that I have this doubt, that I'm anxious. I feel free in my mind and I'm happy and I just feel like, yay, this is how life should be. It's a feeling for me.
But again, I'm not able to do everything what I want because I'm limited with money or I don't have a car or with time or so I don't have this comfort. But freedom for me is that I can, even when it's high season, it's quite easy for me to find the places where it's nobody. I was living in big cities in Poland and it wasn't possible. I was even, one time I was trying to, in Warsaw when I was living several years, I was even try to find a place where I can sit and don't hear the cars or you know, let's say city. Here it's very easy. Of course, you cannot compare Warsaw with Crete, but for me, this connection with nature, it's very important. Mm-hmm. So this freedom is also for me not knowing Greek. that I can go around the people, they talk, and I'm not engaged in any, they talk about, I don't know, politics or about life, and I can sit around them and I'm free. You know what I mean? And also, not knowing the language, in the way it's easier to feel the people, because you observe how the body language, the expression on minds, you don't follow the meaning of conversation. You, like with animals, yes? You don't have language.
I don't
maybe you have, but me not.
Okay, I understand what you mean.
It's more, you know, I'm trying in my life, I'm trying not to define things. I'm more, you know, I feel something or not feel. Mm-hmm. Like dancing, yes? I'm terrible dancer. But I, if you go to my place and you look for the, I'm dancing all the time.
You even have this disco light. Yes,
you just feel the music and you dance.
Okay, no, I understand what you mean. Mm-hmm. And freedom is not always just to put in a word. It can mean a lot.
But it's very, very, very good question. I will think about this. What is freedom for me? Because it's so obvious for me. But to like love.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that love is a feeling that we are one, that we and animals, we share the same reality. This is love. But it's something more, yes?
And now that you're living here pretty long, have made different jobs, got to know different people, do you also have something like what you would say this was really your biggest learning since you're here, what you could take for you or what you would like to share with our listeners? Just one or two things that you have really learned either about the living here or about yourself?
I learned about myself several things. The first thing that I can do nearly everything and I can learn everything. I'm not a good waiter, but coming here, I didn't do this job, and I was quite afraid if I manage. Of course, it's quite easy work. It's not so complicated. But if you want, you can. It doesn't matter how old you are, you can learn everything. Mm-hmm. So I don't feel any limits. Yes, if somebody come to me and say I have enough of this hotel. Can you run this hotel? Can you be a manager? Okay, I have no experience, but I will do it. For sure, I will do it.
Mm-hmm.
To have a restaurant, of course, I have no idea how to run the restaurant, but I will try to do it. I have no this. I'm not afraid to engage in some works I didn't do before. I learned also that I'm alone here, even if we meet here, but I'm alone here. I don't have a girlfriend or nobody here. But I learned that I like my, it's not loneliness, it's, how you call it?
Be alone.
Yes, but
it's different. It's
different.
Loneliness, to feel lonely.
Yes, but
it's
be alone.
More
yes,
negative,
yes,
but
yes.
That you like being alone.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I like my company, I like myself, so I'm not, you know, I'm not bored. I have a lot of things to do. People ask me, what you are doing during the winter? Woo, so many things. But you also ask what I can say to the people. If you have dreams,
mm-hmm.
go for it. And don't ask other people. This was also a kind of a block for me, because some people say, oh, it's just your dream. It's so easy to, you know, to have dreams, to live in a nice place like Crete, but you will never do it. And they, even friends of yours, they can say in this kind of sentences in good intention.
Yes, of course. It's but how they feel.
Yes.
Yes.
But it's don't listen to those friends of
people who give you people, advice.
Yes, yes, advices. So go for it. And a lot of things in life are much, much, much easier than they think they are.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
It's many things that are in the head that you say
yes.
to yourself, this is not possible.
Yes.
This is not possible for me, because as you said, I find this really incredible that you say you like yourself and you know, you learned about yourself that you can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is in so many people's head that they think, yes, okay, maybe now, okay, I'm a secretary. And then you think, How shall I do my life? I don't know how to do other jobs. And this can limit yourself so much because, as you said here, it's easy to find your job, especially in summer. And if you don't have the, if you don't want to live as a prince or princess, you will find something that you can fulfill your dream. You come here, exactly. You have enough for a living. Of course, it depends what you want, but it's a chance to do it and just do it. Yeah.
Of course, it's different. I was alone in Poland as well. I didn't have a girlfriend. I have daughter, but she's already dependent and lives in another country. But if you have family or you have business or you have older mother who you have to take care or, I don't know, parents. So it's not so easy. But if you are alone, if you are free to move, the only limits you have in your life is in your head. This is my final statement, really.
Yes. I definitely agree. Of course, when you are fit, when you can move your body and do what you want, when you're healthy to do it, it's limits that you have in your head. I totally
and also,
agree.
It's not like this that you can do anything. For some things, you have skills. For instance, I know a lot about music. I think I don't know anybody who heard so different kind of music in life like me, but I'm not a musician. Mm-hmm. I cannot play instruments. I tried a little bit drums, but I'm not a musician. So for some things, or to be a graphic designer, you need skills. So, but you don't have to be a graphic designer. You can do some other things. Yeah.
Yes. And there are options. There are definite options.
Of course, I can sit I don't know, 2 years and start to learn to be a graphic designer. But for some people, it's 2 weeks. And for some, it will be 2 years. Mm-hmm. But fortunately, I have some other skills, mainly working with hands. And I said this before, I'm not afraid. Mm-hmm. So if you want me to do some dirt job, of course, it's a question of how much you pay. But I will do it. Why not?
No, I totally get it. And yeah, I think this is a very good mindset to really fulfill the dream when you want to move abroad, just to do it. You will find a way.
Mm. Nowadays, it's so easy. Of course, you have to know, if you don't know any language, I mean English or German here, it's a lot of people know German as well. So it will be hard, yes? But if you know a little bit, my English, it's not perfect, but it's enough to communicate here. And what I learned, that I give you an example. When I was working in a hotel, actually, they hired me to be a gardener there. But because of they had no enough people to work, so I was in the morning, I was a waiter. Then I cleaned the pool. Then I was helping girls to clean the rooms. And in the end, I was a gardener. So I had four positions. Anyway, but sometimes you go to the room where tourists are living, you can't believe what the mess they left. But after half an hour, it's clean, you know, and you feel that you did something. You know what I mean? Here, it was dirty and
you see the results immediately.
Yes. And this I like, that I see results. It makes me, you know, it builds me.
Yes.
It's not builds my ego, maybe not every day, but every second day for sure. I think about myself that people want to be happy or they pray for God, give me love or give me money. I want to be useful. I want to be that my existence is useful for some other people. Okay, cleaning their room, maybe it's not a big deal.
No. This is what I wanted to ask you as next question, actually, because you said you're doing this now, but you have your plans where you want to be in a few years, but you are not sharing it because it's nothing concrete.
No. I can say you where I want to be, but mm-hmm. I don't want to say about my business.
Yes,
about my idea, maybe it will be business or maybe it will be not business. It's kind of hobby because I want to, you know, to create from my hobby something I can make money.
So would you say that you are working towards your dream life, or do you feel like living now as it is also just living your dream life as it is and it can be better?
It's my dream life now. I'm 100% happy. I don't want to. It's enough for me. Absolutely enough. I can live till the end of my days like this. but I want to have a little more money.
Understand, yes.
It's only a question about money.
Mm-hmm.
Really? That we can go after the nice talk, I can say it was, we can go to a restaurant and I spent 100 euro.
Yeah.
I can spend 100 euro, I have 100 euro, even more, it's not a problem.
Yes,
but I will feel a little bit...
yes, I understand, okay. Yeah, okay. And this idea what you have, you want to fulfill this idea here on Crete, so you were thinking of staying, okay.
Yes.
Cool, so you really fell
online,
in love
online,
with the island.
Online, I want to make this business online, 100% online. The best way for working, I think... Nowadays, it's online work, mm-hmm. really.
Yes.
You agree.
Yeah, Paul, I thank you so much for all these honest insights. And yeah, you
That's
gave
all?
A lot of interesting info. Well, we can talk much more. Maybe we can make a second interview because I have the feeling that people will have a lot of questions. And yeah, I wanted to ask you anyway how we will do it, when there are questions, if I shall forward them to you, if I shall just collect them.
Yes,
and maybe
we can talk about it then. Yes, of course.
Okay,
of course,
perfect. Yeah. So, no, then for today we are at the end, I would say.
And
I would just like to ask you if you would... want to share one last thought or a message with our listeners that you want to give them at the end of the interview as a takeaway.
Always be yourself. Don't pretend to be anybody. Lower your ego. Really, to clean the shit in the room, it doesn't hurt you. You can say, oh, I'm educated, I don't know. Lower your ego. Ego is always a problem in your life, always a problem in your life. Even in social contexts. So believe in yourself. Listen to everybody. Listen. Learn from this. But don't take it as the only truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So be yourself. Follow your dreams. The only limit is your head. Oh, sometimes abilities, but but you know what I mean? And life is beautiful, really. Life is beautiful. I mean, life at all is beautiful. This what people are doing, even here, sometimes you had some examples, like some mixed examples, people can be terrible. But
it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
And what you say, it's very important, and just try to be yourself, live your dreams, and make the best of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also choose in your head, do you want to see the negative things and always focus on it and say it's not working, it's everywhere war, people can be stupid. Where? But you can also just say, I focus on the positive things in life. I have a dream, I want to fulfill it, I want to be proud of me, I want to live my freedom, whatever I understand under freedom. Just go for it and don't make yourself smaller than you are and think in options and not in challenges and doubts and in fear.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a lot in your life. And how you say it most is just in your head.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yay! So thank you a lot, Paul, for joining me in this first interview. It was a pleasure,
pleasure
and an honor. And yeah, maybe we talk again. Thanks a lot. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to subscribe to the podcast and share it with someone who's dreaming about working in Greece. You'll find all links and details in the show notes. Thank you for listening and see you in the next episode of Working with CFU Crete and Beyond.